Welcome back to the big show with Pat Steinberg and Will Nault. Time for the Stampeders report. My name's Matt Rose. Stamps coming off a win up in Edmonton. They're now 2-4 on the season, preparing for a Friday night tilt in Steeltown against the 2-3 Hamilton Tiger Cats. Hasn't been a common start to the season for the Stamps. Uncharacteristically, they've lost several games at home, but they'll look to build some momentum off their game up in Edmonton. And both of Calgary's road games have gone pretty well this season. A win in Edmonton, then a narrow loss to a good Winnipeg team back in week 4. Dave Dickinson talked about how his team has played on the road this season after Tuesday's practice.
Well, when the schedule came out, I knew this was going to be a tough stretch. I knew this game in particular was going to be tough because you can always kind of reload for that rematch with Edmonton. But, playing on 5 days and then playing on the road again in 6 days, I knew this was going to be the biggest challenge, I would say, on our schedule. Knowing as well that Hamilton's such a great team and plays so well at home. So, yes, we've played better on the road, but we know this is a huge challenge, and hopefully we have gained some momentum from our last win and we can get out of Steeltown with a W.
An outstanding showing for the defense against Edmonton last weekend. Richard Leonard had an interception. The defense had 7 sacks, including 3 for both veteran Sean Lemon and CFL newcomer Stephon Banks. They held the league's leading rusher, James Wilder Jr., to a season-low 62 yards on the ground, and the league's leading passer, Trevor Harris, only amounted to 221 yards through the air, also a season-low. Safety Royce Metchie says the team is improving on defense each week, and they continue to set a higher standard for themselves.
We hold ourselves to a very high standard, and with that being said, we go out there every week and we try to execute to the best that we can. We were fortunate last week that we were able to execute more plays than we have previously, and as a result we were able to hold the team to 0 touchdowns. Like you said, the standard is always moving. There's we have a saying, as long as we keep getting better, that's the new floor. You know what I'm saying? So if we improve last week from the week before, that is now the new foundation.
Stephon Banks was actually named one of the players of the week following his performance. 7 tackles, 3 for sacks, and a fumble recovered for the 24-year-old who was playing in just his 4th CFL game. He was one of 2 players on the Stamps honored by the CFL, the other being receiver Kamar Jordan, who has a commanding lead on receiving yards across the league, 516 through 6 games, tied for 2nd in receiving touchdowns as well with 3. The veteran receiver is back to his all-star form that we saw in 2018 before a knee injury ended his year early and wiped out all but the final game of the 2019 campaign for the 32-year-old. Denny Austin of Post Media asked the veteran about being back to where he was in 2018, leading the league in receiving yards.
It's definitely dope. And John had texted me earlier and let me know and kind of gave me the little stats. It's definitely good to be able to kind of get back to that position where I was. But, with me, I'm always kind of looking at other things. And with me, it's all about just finishing. Next game, playing the next game, just making it through the season, taking care of my body and making sure I'm available. That's the most important thing for me, staying on the field, staying healthy for my team and being out there and being able to lead on the field. And just staying. I haven't finished the season since I've been up here. So that's kind of it. All the stats and mid-season stats is good, but I want to be able to say that at the end of the year, I'm still standing and standing with my team.
12 catches, 159 yards, and a touchdown against Edmonton earned him that Player of the Week honor, a key touchdown late in the game that also gave Calgary the lead in point differential, ultimately winning the season series against the Elks. You might have caught the Elks' celebration in the end zone as well, just a little fuel for the fire as the Stamps left Commonwealth with a win.
It's the Battle of Alberta. I feel like why not kind of spark that rivalry back up? It was a tough game, the 2 games. They was talking a lot of trash. We was talking a lot of trash. They was hitting, bringing a little extra hits and all that stuff like that. And they definitely, they got a little dances in too now. The last game, I don't know if TSN got it, but they was doing a little rodeo dance and all that stuff too. And I seen that. So just had the last opportunity. I just had to let them know, we won. We won the series at the end of the day. So however they want to feel about it, it's whatever. It is what it is. They want to see us again, see us in playoffs.
And some injury notes looking ahead to Friday's game. Herjee Mayala, the receiver, did not practice. He's been working through a muscle strain for a little while now, so Tyson Middlemost was getting most of the reps in the Canadian wideout position.
Well, he's been fighting a muscle pull for a couple weeks, and with the short week last week, he still played the whole game. So sure hoping he can go out there and play. We had to rest a couple guys, unfortunately, today. I'd like to see him out there tomorrow.
Defensive back Jonathan Moxie and receiver Josh Huff both limited as well, although head coach Dave Dickinson did say that he's hopeful there'll be options for Friday.
I think both have a good chance to play, but I'm not really that concerned if neither one practices. I'd rather have them practicing, but I think they know what they're doing, having good years. If they're good to go, I'd like to play them.
The team has been thin at offensive line. Two starters on the 6-game injured list in Ryan Sevier and Julian Good-Jones. Leon Johnson's been on the practice roster, but he's been banged up as well. National offensive lineman Jonathan Zamora was able to practice after he missed time with injury. Gives the team another option for keeping Bo Levi Mitchell upright with that national guard position.
He's back. Yep, he's back. So now still was basically a rookie, but gives us another option, thank gosh. And you know, we've been kind of decimated there. So, we'll see how the lineup plays out. Had a few guys not able to participate fully today. So John's definitely in the mix.
Ucombre Williams, the all-star left tackle, he's been banged up and limited in action as well. Back on Saturday was the sixth lineman, where typically he'd be your starter at left tackle. We'll have to see if he can go against the Tabbies Friday with a bye week on the other side of the contest. Defensive back Jamar Wall also practicing Tuesday, not eligible to return this week, but could be a nice addition to the secondary coming out of the bye after he suffered a calf injury in week one. Brandon Dozier's acclimated to the Sam spot really well in Wall's absence, so it'll be interesting to see how the team lines up their secondary once Wall is able to return. For the Ticats on the injury front, they're going to be without quarterback Dane Evans. He is on the injured list with a oblique injury, got injured in their week 6 contest, so either Jeremiah Masoli or David Watford will get the call for the Tabbies Friday, but they're going to wait to announce their starter. Matthew Schinetti of TSN reported on Monday that Watford was taking the majority of snaps on Monday. The third-year CFL quarterback went 6-for-10 for 78 yards in relief of Dane Evans in their loss to the Argonauts. In his CFL career, Watford is 26-for-50 with 320 yards passing, a TD, and 2 interceptions. Masoli has been hampered by both ribs and elbow injuries. He's now in his 8th CFL year. He is only dressed for 3 games in this campaign, weeks 1 and 2, then in backup capacity week 4 against Montreal. Dave Dickinson talked about the challenge that his club faces preparing for the Ticats offense, with either Watford or Masoli going to start on Friday.
I'm not sure who it's going to be. I'm sure Coach O is not going to get a lot of information on that, but we just want to try to trust our eyes. They do a lot of misdirection. They run a lot of stuff. They've got speed, they got playmakers, they play with an edge. So the quarterback is pivotal in all wins and losses in the CFL. We know that. I'm sure they're going to, you know, obviously make the best decision, what's best for their team, not only for this week, but long-term, and whoever shows up will be expected to win. So we got to play well.
And that was something that linebacker Darnell Sankey also addressed after Tuesday's practice.
I think we just go into every single game with the same mindset. You know, we go into just, preparing for whoever's up. You know, we think, you know, best person will play, and whoever they see fit is the one who's going to play. They're both great quarterbacks, but it really doesn't matter in terms of our preparation. We just, we prepare to really do our thing against both. So, I mean, we're not like switching up the defense or doing nothing like that. No, we're running our calls and we're doing what we got to do.
For the Tiger Cats, outstanding receiver Brandon Banks also missed last week's game on the 1-game injured list. He got popped in the Labor Day matchup in Hamilton against the Argos and has a rib injury. Did not practice on Monday with that injury. Fellow receivers Breelan Addison and Devere Posey, both eligible to come off the 6-game injured list. They were both limited on Monday. Running back Sean Thomas Erlington also limited, while on the defense, standout interior lineman Ted Laurent missed practice. Big matchup coming for the Stamps Friday. They'll try to move to 3-4 ahead of their first bye of the season in Week 8. With your Stampeders report, I'm Matt Rose.